Hello, this is Kyle Toll of Null 6, author of Thoughts of an Eaten Son, and this is the post TV Shows I Enjoy. This post is a chance for you to get intimate with me, and by that I mean I'm going to tell you what TV shows I watch. These are the currently running shows. The Office. Started watching this show back in the second season, I believe. I followed it pretty closely ever since. It's currently in season 5. I really enjoy the mockumentary style, the humor, and characters. I definitely have a love-hate relationship with Michael Scott. Sometimes he's an oblivious ass, and other times your heart really goes out for him. Pam is freaking cute. Jim is a very cool guy. I don't like the direction they've taken with Dwight. Now I feel he's just purposefully being mean and hurtful instead of it being his personality, and so not really intentional. I think the show was better in the beginning because I felt I laughed a lot more then, but it'll be interesting to see how the show goes. 30 Rock. I recently started watching this show from the beginning and am now caught up with the current season 3. I laugh a lot at this show. The character is awesome and I love Jack. I've been laughing a lot at the episodes, but I'm afraid it'll go the same way as The Office and just lose its steam. Oh well, I'll stay hopeful. The Big Bang Theory. The opening song is by Bare Naked Ladies. Need I say more? Yes, you say? Well, the humor is geeky, intelligent, and right up my alley. The characters are awesome and they map to my own life pretty well. The show's in its second season and looks very promising. Dexter. I started watching this show from the beginning over the summer. I haven't seen anything like it before. I really enjoy getting inside Dexter's mind and getting to know what he sees, thinks, and feels. A dark passenger is something most of us can probably attest to having to some degree. I think the show was much more about the killing at the beginning and has slowly moved to character/plot development, which isn't necessarily bad, but I hope they don't forget what drew me to the show in the first place, my odd fascination with horror gore. Burn Notice. This show is an action-comedy hybrid and is fantastic. Jeffrey Donovan as Michael Weston is great, completely believable, awesome voice narration, and kick-ass stunts. It even has explosions like you'd expect from an action film. The filming feels really high quality, probably due in part to its sunny location in Miami. This is a kick-ass show, and I recommend it to everyone. Psych. Along with Burn Notice, I think this is one of my favorite new shows. Sean and Gus are a fantastic pair. This show probably makes me laugh more than any of the others. The humor is awesome. The only thing I do not get are the random movie references, but that's okay with me. My favorite episode would have to be Tuesday the 17th, because it blatantly rips off the Friday the 13th movies, which I also like. The show is now in the third season, and I think it's gaining strength. I'm even considering buying the show on DVD, and that's a serious indication that I like Psych, because I rarely buy anything anymore. The Flight of the Conchords. Initially heard of this through my friend Emily when I visited her at Kenyon College. The first season was absolutely fantastic. I'm a huge fan of the silly lyrics to funky music idea. Hilarious stuff you can actually bop your head to. I'll be honest and say that I'm not so sure I like the second season so much though. I'm not really sure what it is about it, but something just feels off or different. I've heard this from several others as well. There aren't as many episodes in the season, which confuses and saddens me, but oh well. Now these are the no longer running shows. Leave It to Beaver. This show really resonates with me. Maybe it's because the Beaver is just so freaking adorable and mischievous, like me. Maybe it's because the show's a throwback to a different era that seems really cool, well, at least on TV. The characters are great, lessons are wholesome, something rarely found in any modern show, and it makes me laugh. The Shield. Chuck got me watching this show probably about 2 years ago now. I blew through the first few seasons, took a bit of time off, and then blew through the other ones. That brought me up to the beginning of season 7, which is also the final season. The show was actually difficult to get into because it was so fucked up. Vic and the strike team always blew my mind with the twisted shenanigans they pulled. Season 7 was also incredibly insane and ended really well. I still can't believe all that happened. Wow. Just ask Chuck about that one. This show really absorbed me. I don't usually do police or drama, but this was a great balance of them all. I was sad to see the show end, but at least it didn't end without some sort of resolution. I'd recommend this to anyone who likes a good mindfuck. Get Smart. The slapstick, silly humor of this show is great. I mean, it's created by Mel Brooks, so how could you not like it if you like his other stuff? Don Adams is also perfect in the role of Agent 86. Again, this is one of those classic shows that is a window to what life was like back in the day, except this time with color. I got the box set of seasons for Christmas and I'm working my way through them now. Fantastic show. I do believe this is an exhaustive list of shows that I have watched or watch now. And now that you have a bit more about my viewing habits, how about yourself? What shows do you like, and why do you like them? I swear there won't be any judging on my part, so feel free to open up. I want to get intimate with you. Not like that, you perv. But seriously, I'm waiting. And there were also a few more stutters in this recording because I did it in one take, so don't hate me, because I'm just feeling lazy tonight.